This is the Sakar Merli of the 26th of March, 2025. Essence, sweet children, you have caught hold of the Father's hand. By continuing to remember the Father while living at home with your family, you will become Satopritan from Tamopritan. Question: what enthusiasm should you children have? What method should you use to become seated on the throne? Answer: constantly have the enthusiasm that the Father, the ocean of knowledge, gives you platefuls of the jewels of this knowledge every day. To the extent that you remain in yoga, accordingly, your intellects will continue to become pure. Only those eternal jewels of this knowledge will go with you. In order to be seated on the throne, follow the Mother and Father completely. Move forward according to his Srimat. Also, make others equal to yourselves. Om Shanti. Where are you spiritual children sitting at this time? You would say, we are sitting in the university or school of the spiritual father. It is in our intellects that we are sitting in front of the spiritual father. That father is explaining the significance of the beginning, the middle and the end of the world. He is also showing us how the rise and fall of Bharat takes place. The Bharat that was pure is now impure. Bharat was crowned. So who then gains victory over it? Ravan. The kingdom was lost, so it was a fall. There is no king. If there were one, he would be impure. Only in this Bharat were there Sun Dynasty emperors and empresses. There were Sun Dynasty emperors and Moon Dynasty kings. These aspects are now in your intellects. No one in the world knows these things. You children know that your spiritual father is teaching you. You are holding your spiritual father's hand. Although you live at home with your families, it is in your intellects that you are now standing at the confluence age. We are going from this impure world to that pure world. The Iron Age is an impure age. The Golden Age is a pure age. Impure human beings go in front of the idols of pure human beings and salute them. After all, they too were human beings who belonged to Bharat, but they had divine virtues. You children know that you are now imbibing such divine virtues from the Father. We will not make this effort in the Golden Age. There you receive the fruit. Here you have to make effort to imbibe divine virtues. Constantly check yourself. To what extent am I remembering Baba and becoming Satopritan from Tamopritan? To the extent that you remember the Father, accordingly you will become Satopritan. The Father is eternally Satopritan. It is now an impure world, an impure Bharat. It was a pure Bharat in that pure world. Many different people come to you at exhibitions. Some say, just as food is necessary, so this vice too is food. Without it we would die. However, there is nothing like that. Sannyasis become pure, Do they really then die? For those who speak like that, it is understood that they must be great sinners like Ajamil. You should tell those who ask you this, would you really die without it, that you are comparing it to food? Those who are to go to heaven will be Satopratan. Then later on they will go through the stages of Sato, Rajo and Tamo. Those souls who come later on have never seen the viceless world at all. So those souls would say, we cannot live without it. It will immediately enter the intellects of those who belong to the Sun Dynasty that this aspect is true. Truly, there was no name or trace of vice in heaven. Various human beings talk about a variety of things. You understand which ones are to become flowers. Some just remain thorns. The name of heaven is the Garden of Flowers. This is a forest of thorns. There are many different types of thorn. You know that we are now becoming flowers. Truly, Lakshmi and Narayan are roses constantly in bloom. They would be called the kings of flowers. It is the kingdom of divine flowers. Surely they too must have made effort. They became that by studying. You know that we now belong to the family of God. Previously we didn't know God. The Father has come and created this family. A father first adopts a wife and then he creates children with her. Baba too has adopted this one and he has created you children through him. All of you are Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. This relationship becomes that of the pure household path. The path of sannyasis is that of isolation. No one there calls anyone Mama or Baba. Here you say Mama and Baba. All other satsangs belong to the path of isolation. It is only the Father whom you call Mother and Father. The Father sits here and explains. The pure household path existed in Bharat. It has now become impure. Once again I am establishing that same pure household path. You know that your religion is one that gives a lot of happiness. So why should you keep the company of those of other old religions? You live in such happiness in heaven. There are palaces of diamonds and precious jewels. Here, no matter how wealthy they may be in America, Russia, etc., there cannot be the happiness of heaven. No one here can build palaces using bricks of gold. After all, the palaces of gold only exist in the Golden Age. Here, where is the gold anyway? There, diamonds and precious jewels will be studded everywhere. Here, diamonds have become so expensive too. All of this is to turn to dust. Baba has explained, in the new world, all the new mines will be full again. All of them now continue to be emptied. They show that the ocean gave a gift of platefuls of diamonds and precious jewels. There, you will receive unlimited diamonds and precious jewels. They even consider the ocean to be a form of a deity. you understand that the Father is the ocean of knowledge. Let there constantly be the enthusiasm that every day the Father, the ocean of knowledge, gives us platefuls of jewels and jewellery of this knowledge. That is an ocean of water. The Father gives you, children, the jewels of this knowledge with which you fill your intellects. Your intellects will become pure to the extent that you stay in yoga. Only you take the eternal jewels of this knowledge with you. The main aspects are remembrance of the Father and this knowledge. You children should have a great deal of enthusiasm inside you. The Father is incognito. You are also the incognito army. They say non-violent, unknown warriors. So-and-so is a very strong warrior. However, it is not possible that the name would not be known. The government has the full name and address of each and every one. These are your names, the unknown warriors, the non-violent ones. The first violence is vice. This definitely causes sorrow from the beginning through the middle to the end. This is why they say, O purifier, come and purify us impure ones. In that pure world, there cannot even be one impure one. You children know that it is only now that you become the children of God in order to claim the inheritance from him. However, Maya is no less too. One slap from Maya is so hard that she makes you fall completely into the gutter. The intellects of those who fall into vice are completely destroyed. The Father tells you so much. None of you should have love for any bodily being. You have to keep your love for the one Father. Do not become fond of any bodily being. Do not love any bodily being. Have love for the bodiless Father, the one who is without an image. The Father continues to explain so much. In spite of that, they don't understand. If it isn't in their fortune, they become trapped in each other's bodies. Baba tells you so much that each of you is also the form of a point, the form of a soul. And the form of the Supreme Soul are definitely the same. A soul cannot be any larger or smaller. Souls are eternal. Each one's part is fixed in the drama. There are now so many human beings, and there will be 900,000 to a million. At the beginning of the Golden Age, the tree is very small. Total annihilation never happens anyway. You know that the souls of all human beings reside in the incorporeal world. They too have a tree. A seed is sown, and the whole tree emerges from that. Initially, two leaves emerge. This too is an unlimited tree. It is so easy to explain the picture of the cycle. Churn this. It is now the Iron Age. Only one religion existed in the Golden Age, and so there must have been few human beings. There are now so many human beings and so many religions. Where will that many humans who were not here previously go? All souls return to the supreme region. All of this knowledge is in your intellects. Just as the Father is the ocean of knowledge, so he also makes you the same. You study and attain that status. The Father is the creator of heaven. Therefore, he surely gives the residents of Barat the inheritance of heaven. He takes all the rest back home. The Father says, I have come to teach you children. To the extent that you make effort, accordingly you will receive that much status. You will become elevated to the extent that you follow Srimat. Everything depends on the efforts you make. If you wish to be seated on the heart throne of Mama and Baba, then follow the mother and father completely. In order to be seated on the throne, live according to their activities. Also, make others equal to yourselves. Baba shows you many different methods. Sit with someone and just explain the badge well. When it is the auspicious month, leap month for worship, tapasya and fasting, Baba says, give the pictures away free. Baba gives a gift. When children receive money in their hands, they definitely think, Baba also has expenses, does he not? So they quickly send it to Baba. It is the same family. When you create an exhibition of these pictures with trance lights, many will come to see it. It is an act of charity. To change human beings from thorns into flowers, from sinful souls to charitable souls, is called the path of fast service. Many come here when you hire a stall at an exhibition. There is less expense. You come here to buy the kingdom of heaven from the Father. So they will also come to the exhibition to buy the kingdom of heaven. This is a shop. The Father says, you will receive a lot of happiness through this knowledge. Therefore study very well, make effort, and pass fully. Only the Father sits here and gives the introduction of himself and the beginning, the middle and the end of creation. No one else can give it. Now, through the Father, you become the knowers of the three aspects of time. The Father says, no one knows me accurately as I am or what I am. You are also number-wise. If you knew me accurately, you would never leave. This is a study. God sits here and teaches you. He says, I am your obedient servant. Both the Father and the teacher are obedient servants. My part is definitely like this in the drama, and I will then take everyone back with me. Follow Srimat and pass with honours. This study, after all, is very easy. The one who is teaching it is the oldest of all. Shiv Baba says, I am not old. A soul never becomes old, but his intellect does become stone. Mine, however, is a divine intellect. That is why I come to make your intellects divine. I come cycle after cycle. I teach you countless times. Nevertheless, you will forget. There is no need for this knowledge in the golden age. The Father explains so well. They then divorce such a father. This is why it is said, if you want to see the greatest fools, then see them here. they even leave such a father from whom they receive the inheritance of heaven. The Father says, if you follow my directions, you will become the emperors and empresses of the world of immortality. This is a land of death. You children know that we were those same worthy of worship deities. What have we become now? Impure beggars. We will now once again become the same princes. Not everyone's efforts can be the same. Some break down and become traitors. There are many such traitors. You shouldn't even talk to them. If someone asks about something other than aspects of this knowledge, you can understand that that one is devilish. Good company takes you across, whereas bad company drowns you. Keep the company of those who are clever in this knowledge and who are seated in Baba's heart. They will relate the sweetest aspects of this knowledge to you. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found, serviceable, faithful and obedient children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. Have love for the father, the one without a body and without an image. Don't let your intellect become trapped in the name and form of any bodily being. Be careful that you are not slapped by Maya. 2. Don't keep the company of those who relate anything other than aspects of this knowledge. Make effort to pass fully. Do the service of changing thorns into flowers. Blessing. May you be yogyukt and free from bondage, with the awareness of belonging to the one Father and none other. It is now the time to return home, so you must therefore become free from bondage and remain yogyukt. To be free from bondage means to wear a loose dress, not a tight one. As soon as you receive that order, you just have to depart in a second. In order to receive a blessing for the stage of being free from bondage and being yogyukt, constantly keep this promise in your awareness. One Father and none other. Because in order to return home and go into the golden-aged kingdom, you have to leave your old body. So check yourself. Have I become ever ready, or are there now still some strings that are tied? That old costume is not tight, is it? Slogan. Do not eat any extra food of waste thoughts, and you will then be protected from any illnesses of obesity. Aviat signal. Adopt the culture of truth and good manners. The Father loves the truth the most. This is why it is said in devotion, God is the truth. The most loved thing is the truth, because those who are truthful are clean. They remain clean and clear. So never let go of the speciality of being truthful. The power of truth works like a lift. Om Shanti.